Back to Cairo live. Moments ago, we were just talking with an individual from Doha and Qatar about the army playing a neutral role. On the streets of Cairo this morning, it seems the message from the protesters may be directly for the army. Joining us is the BBC's Wira Davis live from Cairo. What are protesters saying to the military in the demonstrations that you've observed this morning?
Well, at the minute, there's an uneasy truce, I would put it, between the military and the protesters. Certainly, the military haven't intervened against the protesters. This is very similar to what happened in Tunisia a couple of weeks ago. I was there, and even though the riot police and the secret police were firing on protesters there, as they've been doing here, the military, the army themselves, were not intervening. I think the problem is, though, that this isn't guaranteed to continue, because you must remember that Hosni Mubarak is a former military man himself. The army is a beneficiary of his regime, it supports his regime, and he, as a last resort, may yet still order the troops against the people. Now, for obvious reasons, many people hope that won't happen, but there is an uneasy truce at the minute, and the relationship will be interesting as it develops over the next couple of days.
Wira Davis, if you were in Tunisia, you remember that sort of moment, a sad, tragic moment where the head of Tunisia said no more live bullets being used against crowds, describing the response of the government to the protests. We're getting some sketchy reports of the possibility of live ammunition being used in Alexandria, not in Cairo. What is the chance? Any idea that that is going on, or any sort of more violent protests than we've seen in Cairo?
Without doubt, they've been using live ammunition in Cairo. I went to a makeshift field hospital yesterday, just off Tahrir Square, in the middle of town, and they've been treating dead and injured people for the last couple of days, particularly in some of the protests outside the Interior Ministry, where the Interior Ministry's own security forces were firing on demonstrators. I mean, we filmed people with shotgun wounds, with bullet wounds, people being treated on the spot. And one doctor told me, this is according to him, that he'd seen 50 dead people in Cairo in 24 hours alone. So there have been, without doubt, live rounds and shotgun buckshot pellets used against the demonstrators. So, but not by the army. This is the Interior Police, Interior Ministry Police, these are the secret police and the riot police, who have started to come back on the streets today, but the police now are really not much of a presence. The people keeping the peace, if you like, the people who are protecting government institutions, is the army.
Anyone in Egypt that you're speaking to takes seriously the replacement of the Interior Minister announced this morning?
No, this, to many people here, is like deck chairs on the Titanic. They're shifting around the usual suspects. And I think the focus of most protesters is Hosni Mubarak. They won't be satisfied until he goes. That is no means a guarantee that he will go, because he's still a strong man. He's ruled this country for 30 years, and he has a lot of military force behind him. But for them, the only person they want to see go is Mr. Mubarak himself.
Finally, Wira Davis, can you confirm this story out of the Saudi news agency Al Arabiya, saying that train service has been stopped, apparently to impede progress towards this demonstration that's been called for tomorrow?
The government's tried several things to stop congregating. I can't confirm that, but we do know there's a big protest due tomorrow and a big general strike due tomorrow as well. But efforts by the government so far to stop public gatherings haven't really worked.
All right, Wira Davis reporting live from Cairo. Thanks so much.